You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Back to school time. And we were laughing yesterday off the air about school photos. There was one of our callers who called in and was talking about her kid going off her school photos. Actually, you know what it was? They missed school photos because they were sick. They were going to have to like reschedule that or something. I don't know.
Reshoots,
the whole thing about school photos is hilarious to me. All the thought that goes into, you know, for a parent, like what you're going to have them wear. Like this caller was talking about, she picked out a certain shirt that had what, like a frilly thing
frilly
around
sleeves.
The sleeves.
Frilly sleeves, yeah. So we were doing this exact thing last night because the kids have their school photos, and we were going through the closets and, you know, matching up different outfits and laying them out and, you know, deciding which ones need ironed and everything. And I kind of had some rules when it came to it. I don't want anything that has
you?
You know, big logos on it, anything
Wait
like
a minute.
That, big wording.
You had rules?
Yeah, because I've seen too many memes going around. The classic one is the kid that went in for his school photos, and he was wearing a shirt that said Bassmaster on it. It's like a fishing brand, and it cut off the B. So his school pictures and all the yearbook, it says Assmaster on
That's
it.
That's great.
Which is very funny, but it's like, you know, we hang these things on our wall and stuff. Although that might be kind of funny, but I was like, no logos, none of that. Just look nice, because we don't want to have to do the reshoots and worry about all this. The funny thing nowadays with the kids' pictures is that you can put the option. You can check the box for retouching on the school pictures. So they'll go in and remove any like stray hairs or blemishes. You can add teeth whitening onto these packages. You can make your kids look perfect.
We certainly don't
things.
Want any imperfections in our children, do we, Jeremy?
And I will tell you, I don't like that, because that's one of the joys of looking back on your school photos is seeing how like incredibly dorky you were and how far you've come, you know?
I agree.
I love looking at my old ones. I'm like, God, I was a nerd, you know?
I don't understand the parents who make their kids look different on picture day than they normally look. And the classic was a girlfriend of mine who had two daughters. Still has two daughters, but her daughters were school age back in the day. This was years ago. And she was making one daughter not wear her glasses when she got her school photo taken. And I said to her, I said, but she wears glasses all the time. That's her look. And her mom said, yeah, but she looks better without her glasses. I'm like, yeah, but don't you want an image through the years of how she looked when she would walk through the door in your house? Rather than a stylized photo of the child. I would rather capture what they look like rather than take off your glasses. We're going to Photoshop these blemishes off you. We're going to fix your hair in, you know, post. We're going to do all that. It seems so artificial to me.
It's kind of fake. And maybe we were in a world of filters right now, too, when you post anything.
Right.
So now it's just made its way into schools for sure.
I found a photo of me, I think from first grade. I might put it on our Dom and Jeremy page. I know you've got hundreds and thousands of
photos. I found one too, so we can post them. Might as well.
Okay, so I'm going to post it, and then you can just go on and edit and put yours next to mine. Is
that
cool?
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
Mine, I want to say it's like from first grade. I don't know. I think it's back in the day when the photographer had to get underneath that little cape thing and hold up the big, you know, flash bulb and everything.
Yeah.
Like, we're done.
It came out printed on glass or whatever they used to do. Yeah.
So if you've got some thoughts here on school photos and whether or not they should truly capture how your kid looks, or should they be stylized so that your child comes across as perfect on picture day? I feel like the majority of people these days are going to go for the perfect photo.
Probably, yeah. Or, I mean, if you have any sort of school picture fail, I want to hear about that even.
Please.
You know? So
the
places that don't do the retouching and the retakes, and you get those pictures back that you spend like $60 on, and their eyes are closed.
Yeah.
You're like, aw.
You know, the the senior photo, right, that everyone, yeah. And I'm not talking about the one posed out in the park. I'm talking about the one that often goes in the yearbook. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, the boys always wore a coat and tie and stuff like that. And I did a mine. And it could have looked so good. This is my official senior photo, but there's something screwy going on with the collar of my shirt.
It's like tucked and under.
The photographer didn't say anything. Nobody did. And so I've got my official senior photo, and I look like I just rolled out of bed.
Right. Little help here. It's part of the gig, Mr. Photographer.
Nothing was touched up with that.
Nope. Hell no.
We need your texts and your phone calls. 303-691-1649. Your classic school photo fails. Or other thoughts you've got about it. 303-691-1649. And here in just a minute, we'll have young Dom and young Jeremy school photos for you to laugh at.
Goal or visit goalac.org.
Mix 100 Mornings with Dom and Jeremy.
Okay, Mr. Scientist.
Mindbender is coming up in about 15-ish, 20 minutes. Here in just a little bit with the boys in the morning. Let me add Jeremy's photo to our ones that we have.
Look at all that online. Hair I had, huh?
Yeah, that's you thick, look
thick and a turtleneck. Oh yeah, it was a different time.
Your picture looks dark for some reason. You might have to get another version of it, but
Angela yeah,
okay,
texted
I'm just now
in.
Posting it.
Angela says my son fell off his bike the day before school pictures last year. He had road rash going down the entire right side of his face for his pictures. It looked horrible and shiny. Because I had to put ointment all over him. That one won't be hanging on the wall. And then Joel, I like Joel's. He says, my daughter has one eye open and one eye closed with some sort of weird smirk. In her second grade photo, she looks like she just took a bite of a lemon. We call it the great. Lemon pictures.
That's great. Along those lines, Tanya says, my brother wanted to be funny and crossed his eyes for his sixth grade picture. He told the photographer he had crossed eyes, so they didn't retake them.
Oh.
And Tanya goes, it's my favorite school photo ever. So he went in the whole time with his eyes crossed. And when the photographer said something, he's like, no, this is just the way I am.
This is just me, sir. That's good.
That's classic, Tanya. Amanda says, boys, my sister intentionally had her kids wear goofy clothes for their school photos in elementary school. She said she wanted her kids to look more fun and relaxed than all the other kids. At the time, the rest of us were horrified. Now, 15 years later, we all love those pictures. They are classic.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is
that's good.
I like that style. I like the style.
Wow. I like it. Read Ed's real quick. Ed says, my daughter never knows how to smile in any photo. So she always looks scared or like she has to poo.
That's great.
What were you going to say?
I did get our photos posted. So if you want to see young Dom and young Jeremy's school photos.
Cute.
Just go to our Facebook page and check them out. Pam says, our family has two school photo oops. One of them is my youngest son wore the same shirt for sixth grade pictures that my oldest wore for sixth grade pictures. They are 6 years apart in age, but they're wearing the same shirt.
I like that. I
really
love that.
Good. That could become like some sort of family tradition. If you've got, let's say, four kids, you have each of them wear the same outfit.
It's that story that went around a few years ago. It wasn't a student. It was a teacher. They worked at the same middle school for like 40 years, and he wore the same shirt for every yearbook photo. Do you remember that story? You can look it up see all 40 pictures of him in a row as he ages, but in the same shirt for every one of them.
I love that.
Such a cool move.
Lori says, one of my boys had a middle school photo taken wearing a t-shirt that says, I get plenty of exercise just pushing my luck. She says, I had no idea until I saw the photo because he took the shirt with him when he went to school.
Oh, sneaky.
Not happy then, but it did suit him perfectly. Now, 20 plus years later, our favorite picture.
That's pretty funny.
In junior high school, I was voted 1 month boy of the month. Yeah.
All right.
Boy of the
Month. Boy of the Month. What did you get for that?
And part of it was they had the little assembly thing, always the boy of the month, the girl of the month, and then the newspaper people came down from the local newspaper, and they took pictures of the kids and put them in the paper.
Huh.
But they never told the kids. We didn't know until that day, but they did tell the parents beforehand, Dominic is going to be boy of the month. Oh. And my mom, I remember that day trying to nudge me into wear. My mom never told me what to wear to middle school, ever. But she was trying to nudge me. I was like, no, I don't want to wear that. And so I put on my own, and it was a shirt of Fonzie from Happy Days on his motorcycle. And underneath it goes, hey!
Yeah!
And so there I am, boy of the month, in the newspaper with my Fonzie t-shirt.
What a strange...
Hey!
The strangest award ever.
Boy of the month? Girl of the month? You're just jealous.
You didn't get anything else for that? Or did you get a little... You probably got a good beating on the playground is what you got.